universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past weekend, we left what ended up to be balmy St. Louis with a high of around 64 degrees to go up to Minnesota to visit family. We hadn't been able to see them during the summer there, so we decided to do a late autumn, October drive to go visit them. And when we got there, oh my gosh, on Saturday, it was snowing. I couldn't believe it. Snowing. Yeah, snow. October. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. It was cold. Well, also that weekend, the volunteer fire department had a pancake breakfast. It's really cool. This town, you know, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, it's just a small community, like a lot of towns in southern Minnesota and a lot of states. They don't have a full-time firefighting department. It's run by volunteers. And so people are about their busy work of working in the factory or in a store or at home, and all of a sudden the siren goes off, and everyone races to the fire department that signed up to be a volunteer fighter. They put on their equipment and their coats, and off they run to fight the fire in order to save structures and people. It's really amazing to see how people are willing to volunteer, and all the businesses understand and let them go because they know they might be the next person who needs them. Volunteer fighters, they're dedicated, they're hardworking, and oh man, did they put on a pancake breakfast. And that was to raise funds because I don't think they get much tax money or if any, and so the money they raise from this pancake breakfast helps to take care of the building, as well as then equipment and things like that. Well, at breakfast, they took out the fire trucks, and so it was a big empty building. They set up tables and chairs, and along one side, it was mostly men who were serving. I'm sure there were some women there as well, but I only noticed the men as I was walking through the line behind my wife, and they'd plop on the pancakes, smile, and say, "Here you go," and I'd say, "Thank you," and the pancakes were fluffy, and the sausage was crisp, and the eggs, oh my gosh, instead of scrambling eggs, they did over easy, and man, they were good. Smother it with sausage, with maple syrup. Oh, and it was all for a good cause, to help the firefighters in their goal to help keep their community safe. I was thinking about it. What dedication they have, willing to drop anything to help other people. One thing in mind, leave everything and go protect people. See if you can save a structure. Wow. I was thinking on the way home, is there anything like that? By the way, when we left Minnesota, it was 28 degrees. And when we got back to St. Louis that night, it was, I think it was 74 in one day. 28 to 74. Anyway, I'm sorry, getting sidetracked again. Maybe I'll do something about the weather next week. Is there anything in Christianity that's so focused like this dedication? And as I'm thinking about it, Paul mentioned this in one of his letters, in Philippians chapter 3, in verses 13 and 14. First, he's talking about throwing away all his good works, because they're like filthy rags, clinging to Christ, and he wants to obtain the resurrection of the dead, meaning everlasting life. Verse 13, he says, "Brothers, I haven't obtained this yet. So one thing I do, forgetting all that is behind and straining towards that which is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." You know, Paul was highly focused. Just like volunteer fighters, when they hear that siren go off, there's one thing in mind. Well, Christians have that too. One thing in mind. Forgetting all that is behind. And to do that, that's why we have confession of sins and forgiveness of sins. That's why we encourage people to come to church so they can hear it. You can be forgiven wherever you are, but it's sometimes nice to hear it from another person. That's why there is the pastor. And straining towards that which is ahead. What's ahead? I press on toward the goal to win the prize, meaning salvation, being with God, the resurrection, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And Paul knew it was only in Jesus. That was his focus. That was his goal. Sure, he made tents. He was a tent maker. Sure, he preached the gospel. Sure, he cared for people. Sure, he had to make his supper. Absolutely, he had to do a lot of earthly things. But in that, he always was thinking about the prize, to win that prize of heaven. One thing, highly focused, highly dedicated, one thing. You know, when you are highly focused like that, you really bump into hard your sinful desires and the world which wants to tug you away, and sometimes the devil as he even tempts you. Well, that's what we have to fight. And how do we then do that? Well, Paul wrote in Colossians, you know, set your mind on things above. When we think about God, when we talk to God, when we pray to God, when we read his word. And there are times I listen to God's word, hear it, read it, and it doesn't make sense to me right at that moment. But God is talking to me. I'm keeping my mind on things above. I'm pressing on toward the goal to win that prize for which God has called me heavenward. So, yeah, I have to make lunch or supper. I have to clean the house. And I do some of my activities. I love working in my workshop. But I'm always also thinking about God, thinking about heaven, thinking about what God wants. I'm always having him in the loop. And so try it today as you're about your life. By the way, if you'd say, well, I ain't got a life and I'm just here at home. And a lot of people who are blind are. I have those times, too. I'm sitting here, and I'm stranded, and I don't have anything to do. I understand that. Man, I understand that. Well, when we think about God, think about heaven, think about those things, and we start praying for other people, when we read God's word, all of a sudden it takes our mind off of us. And when we take our mind off of us, we take our mind off of our situation. When we take our mind off of us and mind off of our situation, all of a sudden we're thinking about other things. And when we think about God, that can sometimes lift that cloud of discouragement, because we know God's walking with us. He's the one who's called us in Christ Jesus, and so we know that we're not alone. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us. Thank you that we can forget what's behind because you forgive what's behind. Thank you that we can strain ahead to what is forward, that you help us to fight our own internal battles of sin and discouragement or whatever greed and covetousness or lust or whatever those things are, and that we can work hard, strain hard, think hard, press on toward that goal for that prize, because you've called us toward that. Help us always, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you are with us and bless us. In your name we pray. Amen. Prize. Win the prize. Now, before I put the bow on this one, sorry, little joke there. Do write me. Tell me your thoughts and reactions, as well as what's happened in your week. Many of you have given me ideas, and from those ideas flow new podcasts. So please do write me, dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone, N-O-T-A-L-O-N-E, .net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.